The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Get up! Get your stuff together! Without that funky soul.
And good morning. It's Tuesday. It's July 29th, episode 1709. 8 days until school starts. That's a half day, August 6th, for the city and county, I think, right? Yeah, city's full day is August 7th. County full day is August 8th. And it's Taco Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, yes, well. It is. That's a good reminder to get my stuff together for Taco Tuesday.
We'll have the snack food report for you. And right now, we're going to do our song of the day. Whoa, how you like that?
Wow, how you like me now?
These are B-side songs that became hits. Here's week number, this is day number 2.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time.
What?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
That's when you know you're making some money. Widely regarded as the best double-sided 45 ever, Elvis's A-side was Don't Be Cruel, and the B-side was Hound Dog. It's music history in one pressing. Hound Dog was a hit before Presley's version. It's arguably the most recognized take on one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time. That's our song of the day. Don't Be Cruel was pretty good, pretty big.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that was a B-side song. Crazy.
Yeah.
I bet it's here. I bet there's one in there.
It probably is. Probably worth some money.
Just nobody's found it.
Not with you two here.
What is that supposed to mean?
He's implying that we've stolen 45s.
I have.
I might have looked through some of them.
Maybe, yeah.
Some of them may have fallen into my backpack, but I don't know. You know how you put your backpack down and you're looking through records and all of a sudden one slips out of your hand and falls in it? You had that happen, haven't you?
No.
You got your records back, so what are you griping about?
Didn't I get his records?
I only had them for 10 years.
But he didn't even get them back. They went to me.
Yeah. I gave them to you as a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it had BB on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they got me through a lot of good songs right through that 10, 15 years I had them.
I need a jukebox.
You sure do. I do, too. Those bad boys are like $2,000 or $3,000. Maybe Brian could get us one for Christmas.
That'd be good, yeah.
That's jump change.
Okay, well, we'll be expecting a jukebox.
Or one of those record players that like swaps out the records.
Jimmy Fallon tells this story, and I'll tell it quickly. He had a jukebox. His dad found a jukebox, and he fixed it. He fixed it up and put his records in it. Had his name signatured on it. And about after his father died, several years go by, and this friend of his calls him and goes, "Hey man, I think I found a jukebox you might be interested in." It was his dad's old jukebox.
Wow.
And all his records were still in it with his signature on it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so he fixed it, repaired it, and he's got it in his house now. Isn't that amazing?
Man, it'd be cool to have money, wouldn't it?
Sure would. That's for sure. Brian Dalton has been doing a little research for us, and he's got some movies that actors turned down.
Yes.
And we got a chance to do a few of these now this morning.
Yes, we got a few more. These are like famous actors that could have had different career-defining roles had they taken them. And we're jumping in with Harrison Ford as Alan Grant in Jurassic Park. That's
oh, he would have been good with those dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Those expressions on his face.
Out of all of the ones I've seen, that might be like the best casting of all of them.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been really good.
And that was a Spielberg, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He turned it down.
He's never given the reason why he turned it down, actually. So he's never said.
He doesn't turn down anything now. And he'll tell He said, "I do it for the money. I mean, I just do it for money."
And he's the grumpiest old man.
Yeah.
He's so grumpy.
Have you seen Shrinking?
Yes, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's pretty good. Johnny Depp was almost Ferris Bueller in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He turned down the role. Though the exact reason, once again, remains a mystery.
Well, I'm glad, because that was perfect casting.
Matthew Broderick was really good in that before he killed those women in a drunk driving accident.
Yeah.
Wherever it was that he did that, just got away scot-free. Emily Blunt the actress Emily Blunt, was almost Black Widow in Iron Man 2. She turned down the chance to play her, telling Vulture in 2014 that the decision came down to a scheduling conflict. In fact, Scarlett Johansson was originally given a rejection call in favor of Emily Blunt. It was only when Blunt turned down the role that Johansson booked the film.
Wow.
So,
I've got one for you. Tom Hanks had to turn down Indiana Jones. I'm not Tom Hanks, but Tom Selleck had to turn down Indiana Jones. It's number 15.
It was literally the next one on the list. That's crazy.
That would affect your career. He was under contract with Magnum P.I. for another year. All right, we've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. It's Taco Tuesday. Stay with us here on the Big G.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 110. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots well after midnight, and lows drop to 75. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Padres scored a run in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Mets 7-6, ending the Mets' seven-game winning streak. The Angels defeated Texas 6-4, ending the Rangers' six-game winning streak. Late-night victories for Pittsburgh and Seattle. Earlier, Milwaukee beat the Cubs 8-4. Those two were tied for first in the NL Central. Cubs Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg passed away at the age of 65. Minnesota, with two runs in the bottom of the ninth, edged Boston 5-4. Colorado, with four runs in the ninth, one at Cleveland 8-6. Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase is on paid leave now after a sports betting investigation. Detroit beat Arizona 5-1. The Diamondbacks' Eugenio Suarez left as he was hit by a pitch on the hand. X-rays were negative. Baltimore beat up Toronto 11-4. Tampa Bay down the Yankees 4-2. Dodgers won 5-2 at Cincinnati. And the White Sox beat the Phillies 6-2.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour. See my new fan I have on my phone?
I like it.
Yeah. Except you cut your finger off when you try to take it out. But, you know, it's okay.
Well, that came from Amy Byers at MTE. I went down and visited with Amy, and I got a behind-the-scenes tour of their, you know, like their control center.
Ooh.
On Thursday last week.
Well, speaking of MTE, guess what we're powered by?
Is it MTE?
It is. Reminding you to nudge your thermostat up just enough to stay comfortable. It's a simple way to save on cooling costs and reduce strain on your system. Find more summer tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. You know, I had to turn the air up last night because it stays on. Air is constantly pumping.
Uh-huh.
It gets cold. I mean, really, really cold.
I've noticed it at night. I was looking over, and I had a blanket on, and
yeah,
Ladybug was on the couch, and she was looking at me. I said, "What's wrong with you?" And I could see her little ears, and she was shivering.
Bless her heart. Oh, and immediately you grabbed her, and
I turned the air up, and then
he'll turn the air up for his dog, but not for the two of us here when we're freezing at this radio station.
That's sad, man. That's sad. And he doesn't care.
He doesn't care at all.
He doesn't. Freedom Morgan is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her over 40 years of taking care of banking needs for so many in Murfreesboro. She started when she was 8. She will be retiring tomorrow, and we wish her well. Freedom Morgan's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Oh, it's me. I'm eating a pretzel.
We noticed.
We can smell it.
Nominate someone like Frida. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets it here to us as well. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up. Birthdays, anniversaries, those are shared by texting us or calling 615-893-1450. And it's holiday time.
Today's a big one. Today is National Lasagna Day. One of my favorite foods is a lasagna.
Do you eat it? But you know, a lot of people put cottage cheese in it. Do you eat it with cottage cheese?
I'll take it with cottage cheese or bechamel or whatever's in there. I love a lasagna. Cheesy, marinara-y.
You know what Garfield the cat's middle name is?
No.
What?
Lasagna.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Garfield Lasagna the cat.
Ask Bill Murray about Garfield.
He doesn't like it?
Oh, he...
Have you seen the reason he took that movie? It's the director's... two people directed that movie, and it's... he thought they were a different directing team.
Oh, wow.
I'll look it up so we can talk
about it. Well, at least he went on and did. He was good in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was great, but... He says in Zombieland, the second one.
Uh-huh.
He's talking. You know, he says
Garfield too.
What is your biggest regret? And he says, I'm like, I think Garfield probably was, you know, the biggest one. We've got more to come here. It's 24 minutes after the hour of 6.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This is Ridge Nunley with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting, Monday, August 4th, at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m., and the meeting will be immediately followed. For information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. It's been rumored for weeks. Now it appears there's something to it. Elon Musk's company is drafting plans to build a tunnel between downtown Nashville and the Nashville International Airport. Company representatives are joined by officials with the Tennessee Economic Development and Community Development Agencies for the announcement at the airport. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee announced the name of the project as the Music City Loop and says construction will come at no cost to taxpayers. Following a lengthy permit process, company representatives say the first segment of the loop could be operational as early as fall 2026. Investigators are working to learn more about a house fire that claimed the lives of two children Monday. Authorities say the fire happened around 4:30 in the morning of the 2200 block of Arbor Point Way. Officials believe the fire started in the deck of the home. When crews arrived, a woman told firefighters two of her children were trapped on the second floor as flames reached the roof. She had been able to escape the fire with one of the children. The other two were discovered a short time later by firefighters. More news in 30 seconds.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
In a sign of recovery, a restaurant in Newport is set to reopen 10 months after it was nearly destroyed in the remnants of Hurricane Helene. As WATE reports, Grill 73 sits across the street from the Pigeon River on State Route 73. When Helene hit, the restaurant was underwater. Now, it's set to reopen Thursday. Several churches helped the family business replace equipment they lost in the flood, and community members showed up with cash donations. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and we've got coming up CBS Rewind with Brandon Brooks. We're going to be taking a little look at history, good neighbor events after Rewind at 6:35, another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic, even though it's not gotten too heavy yet, but it's still pretty heavy out there. And the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 6:57. Before CBS News. And don't forget, you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. And also, if you need to find out about the weather, well, you can text weather to 615-893-1450 to sign up for text alerts or watches. Got plenty of those. They've always come in handy for me, the WGNS text alerts.
Yes. Until they get annoying, and then you just hit stop, mopped out.
You know, yesterday,
I'm just kidding. I'd never do that.
Well, we're sending fewer because we're not sending warnings anymore because we're actually, you know, got video going on the radio. So it's watches. So if like a tornado watch, you'll get the watch and it'll say for any warnings.
So warning, I've got to wait for your stream to come open.
Go to Rutherford Weather. Yep.
Oh, and then it goes ding, 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 ding. Plays that little elevator music for about 15 seconds. Tornado could hit me by then.
I think by the time that the tornadoes have touched down, he's usually already live.
Yeah, our go live is...
Doesn't he stream a little music, though? Ding, ding, ding,
just at the very beginning.
Oh. Stay tuned.
Well, it says it's, you know, standby.
And then you come on. That's when you come on. And, folks, we have a tornado warning. But my computer's not working. Hold on just a second. And then, okay, yeah.
I'm going to ban you so you can't see every single dang thing when it happened once.
Well, it's like I watch you like a hawk.
So, typically, if there's a warning, especially if it's a tornado warning in Murray County or Williamson County, that's when we'll go on a county before. That way, or if it's coming down 24 from Davidson.
I get alerts from Danielle Breezy, too.
You're not annoyed by that?
There's a tornado watch in your area. There's lightning detected in your area.
Oh, I know. Those go off sometimes when we're on the air.
Hey, give us a few more of our actors
real
who turned down roles.
Need to mention, we were talking about Bill Murray and Garfield and why he chose to do that. Bill Murray signed on to do Garfield because he mistakenly believed that the script was written by acclaimed director Joel Coen, who he directed Fargo, No Country for Old Men.
Coen Brothers.
Yes, yeah. The Big Lebowski. And so he thought that that was the director, but it turned out to be Joel Coen, with an H in the name, who wrote comedies like Cheaper by the Dozen. And he realized that error during filming.
Well,
so.
I mean, he probably looked at his co-stars and realized it was more of a lighter fare.
Right.
You know, Jennifer Love Hewitt, I think, was in it. And,
or he didn't.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't on set. He was just in a sound booth the whole
time.
Yeah,
he got paid. I mean, you know.
He got the money.
And they didn't see his face, so it didn't hurt him, you know.
To our list of famous actors who turned down big roles, Marilyn Monroe turned down Holly, how do you pronounce that? Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, the name of Holly Golightly. Is that her name?
Hallie Golightly.
Golightly. Yeah. In the film adaptation, the exact reason that Monroe didn't star in the film is unknown, though she claimed that she didn't. Monroe famously claimed that she did not like Audrey Hepburn's portrayal of the character. So,
you know, you don't see that much anymore because the way society is now. Mickey Rooney played a Japanese character.
Oh yes,
and he played it so badly that they don't show that movie much anymore.
No, they don't.
Kind of a shame. It's a good movie.
Yes, but that's a rough one.
Yeah, it is a rough one.
Nicolas Cage was almost Aragorn in the Lord of the Rings movies. He turned that down due to a busy schedule. He told a news organization that he doesn't regret the move, but he does wish circumstances would have allowed him to take the role. Ian McKellen turned down Dumbledore in the Harry Potter series when Richard Harris died in 2002, who played him in the first two movies. Ian McKellen was approached to take on the role in the recast, and he turned it down, telling BBC he couldn't take over the part from an actor who I'd known didn't approve of me.
You got a few more left?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll do that next segment. Time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1928, George Eastman shows the first amateur color motion picture. In 1954, Elvis Presley joins the Memphis Federation of Musicians. Oh, I'm reading the wrong thing. I am so sorry. Wait a minute. What has happened to my... This is it. Okay, sorry. Test footage first created for Walt Disney in 1928. Steamboat Willie. 1957, Jack Parr's The Tonight Show premieres. In 1965, the Beatles movie Help premieres.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help!
Queen Elizabeth attended that screening. Also, in 1996, the Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda retires. Chipper Jones inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2018. And Old Town Road stays at the top of the charts for 17 weeks back in 2019.
Hat down, cross town.
It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Oh, that's crazy.
6:33 coming up is Brandon Brooks with Rewind here on the Big G.
Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress I've been through all day.
This is CBS Rewind, July 29th, 1978. The soundtrack to Grease. Hit the top of the album chart.
Oh, there's something in
that. This date in 1983.
We're the Griswolds.
The release of National Lampoon's Vacation.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks.
July 29th, 1994.
Hey, you, what are you doing down there?
The release of the superhero comedy.
I'm just looking for...
The Mask.
My mask!
Starring Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
July 29th, 2007.
What are things that you see that you think are good or bad?
Talk show host Tom Snyder died of leukemia at 71. I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 96 degrees. With heat index values approaching 110. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots well after midnight. And lows drop to 75. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. I'm looking at an accident right now. It's 24 eastbound. It's going to be right near OHB in the Antioch area. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic's on the other side. They're coming up through Antioch on 24 westbound. Again, it's over in the eastbound lanes as traffic gets a little bit heavier now, down 65, especially coming down through Madison. They are working with an accident 65 south there at OHB. It's got traffic a little slow again as you come down from the north. If you've suffered hail or storm damage recently and your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist today here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. A Murfreesboro Town Hall meeting is set for Monday, August 4th at Murfreesboro's First Presbyterian Church, just off the square. If you're a Murfreesboro resident, it's important that you attend the Town Hall meeting. 6 o'clock in the evening, Monday, August 4th. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland, along with members of the City Council and City Administrative Staff, will be there to answer your questions. They want to hear your ideas about the Uptown renovations. You need to be at that public Town Hall meeting Monday night, August 4th, 6 until 7 that evening, at First Presbyterian Church. They're at the corner of Spring and College in downtown Murfreesboro. Do you have a loved one suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia? There's an Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting. We remember you. Every second Tuesday afternoon at 4, over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. For information about this Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group, get in touch with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older, have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. As a family-owned business, we're here to try to help you with the best prices because we want you to keep coming back. We want to be respectful to our customers and give them the best prices and the best value for their money just so we can see you through the years and keep you as an ongoing customer and being part of the family. And as love comes into your life, come see us at Bell Jewelers. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. This is Trevor from Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we've got news at the top of the hour, so stay here with us. And we are ready for our dad joke of the day, dad joke number 2 of the week. Thumbs up yesterday. He's been on somewhat of a roll. I've tried to explain to him that the thumbs up and thumbs down really is a benefit to him, because if we split a decision, it's always positive.
That's true.
That's in itself is good news. Don't you? Wouldn't you agree?
Sure, yeah.
So he really doesn't.
No, he doesn't care.
I don't get attached to any one.
If you give, oh yeah, you got attached to an 8 every time we said it. 8. Oh, it's a solid 8.
Well, that's if I was giving the score myself. It would always have been a solid 8. But
ready?
Yeah. I'm ready for today. You know, last year I joined a group for antisocial people.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we never met.
This is a hard one.
See, and I didn't know whether to come in now or not.
True. So I liked the...
Thumbs up for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go thumbs up.
CBS News Brief. All flags on New York City buildings being lowered to half staff in honor of the city police officer who was among four people killed when a gunman opened fire inside a Park Avenue office building. CBS New York's Christina Phan.
Investigators say they found a loaded revolver, a rifle case, ammunition magazines, and prescribed medication inside the suspect's car.
Mayor Eric Adams says that suspect shot and killed himself. Hungry people still clamoring for food at distribution sites in Gaza. A new Gallup poll finds American support for Israel's military action in Gaza at a record low. Colorado football coach Deion Sanders thanking his doctors for removing a cancerous tumor along with his bladder during the offseason.
Without wonderful people like this, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today because it grew so expeditiously, I could say.
CBS News.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Two people have been arrested following the discovery of an illegal gambling operation in Murfreesboro. On Thursday, July 24th, officers with the Murfreesboro Police Department Special Investigations Section, or SIS, executed a search warrant at a business on West Burton Street after receiving complaints about suspicious activity. The windows and doors of the business had been blacked out, raising concerns among local residents. Inside, detectives uncovered what they described as a full-scale illegal casino. Gambling machines and related equipment were seized, while one customer and several employees were questioned and released. Arrested at the scene were 37-year-old Diego Gonzalez and 24-year-old Daniela Vargas, both facing felony charges of aggravated gambling promotion and possession of gambling devices. The investigation remains active as law enforcement seeks to identify other potential gambling sites in the city. Meanwhile, the city of Murfreesboro is undergoing a shift in its aviation landscape as Middle Tennessee State University's Aerospace Department relocates to Shelbyville. This transition is expected to reduce congestion at Murfreesboro Municipal Airport, opening new possibilities for general aviation and business traffic in Rutherford County. The new aviation campus in Shelbyville, located along Highway 231, represents a $62.2 million investment and includes a 50,000-square-foot academic building and a 28,000-square-foot hangar, set for completion by late 2027. Though Murfreesboro saying goodbye to a longtime tenant, the city is regaining a capacity to expand local air services, while Shelbyville embraces its new role as a hub for aviation education in Middle Tennessee. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit. Ministry and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
WGNS!
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
A motorist with a flat tire was stranded on the roadside when Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue's crew number 3 stopped to offer assistance. The trunk was loaded with a heavy, foldable wheelchair, plus the temporary tire did not have the proper air pressure. Well, this good Samaritan pit crew had the proper tools. Quickly, Chad Davis, Ryan Battle, Sam Bennett, Hunter Martin, and Joseph Decker had the senior citizen on the road again.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
It's Commander Chuck, and it's my goal to get you to and from work each weekday around the congestion and all the accidents. Listen for my traffic reports every weekday morning and afternoon here on News Radio WGNS and see real-time traffic information at ontimetraffic.net.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. As some schools gear up to return to session, the excessive heat is on the mind of many districts, especially when it comes to the safety of student athletes. Systems such as Shelby County and Hamilton County have notified parents that they're scheduling outdoor practices for early in the morning or much later in the day, depending on the temperatures. School staff are prepping water bottles, they say, ice and even ice baths for students practicing outside. Law enforcement officials in Murfreesboro have closed down what they call a full-scale casino near downtown. The Murfreesboro Police Department says detectives with the Criminal Investigations Division executed a search warrant at a business along West Burton Street Thursday. Inside, they found rows of gambling machines. At least two people have been arrested. Detectives say they're continuing to investigate other potential illegal gambling operations within the city. More news in 30 seconds.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
It's been rumored for weeks, and now it appears there's something to it. Elon Musk's company is making plans to build a tunnel between downtown Nashville and the Nashville International Airport. Company officials joined those leaders with the Tennessee Economic Development and Community Development for the announcement yesterday. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee announced the name of the project as the Music City Loop and says construction would come at no cost to taxpayers. Following a lengthy permit process, though, company representatives say the first segment of the loop could be operational as early as fall 2020. 2026. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 on The Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning, and we're continuing our list of actors who turned down very, very important roles.
Yes, these could have been career-defining. Most of these actors seem to do okay without the role. Molly Ringwald as Vivian Ward in Pretty Woman in a 2012 Reddit AMA.
No, really, no.
She revealed that she had once been approached for the lead in Pretty Woman and reviewed the initial script. She didn't share why she didn't pursue the role.
You mean the movie with Richard Gere?
Yes.
And Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Oh, no, that would have been a total mistake.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You're not a Molly Ringwald fan?
I'm not.
Hmm. Well, she was approached for it. Hmm. How about this one? Henry Winkler.
He's kind of wrinkler now.
Oh, wow. Talk about old people. Okay.
He was approached as Danny Zuko in Grease.
It'd have been a good
John
one.
Travolta.
It would have been a good one. I think he can sing, too.
He said that he didn't want to be typecast, is why he said he didn't regret the decision.
Wow. So he stayed as Fonzie for like 17 years.
He hinted that he would take the role if he could do it over. Quote, "It's not now that I'm like, oh, I should have done that role." Winkler told the magazine. "It's that I turned it down intellectually instead of instinctually. Listen to your gut. It knows everything," end quote, he says. Seems like a big way of saying, I wish I had done that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, of course, has had a wonderful
career. He's turned down a role that wasn't, okay.
Tom Cruise as Rin McCormack in Footloose. The producers of Footloose wanted Tom Cruise to play the role, and he reportedly turned down the role because of a scheduling conflict with All the Right Moves.
Oh, I loved All the Right Moves. That was a good movie.
And Tom Cruise's career was fine. Yeah, he didn't take much of a hit.
Kevin Bacon, he faked it through.
Charlie Hunnam, who has been in several stuff. He's got a he's blonde with a goatee. That's how you recognize him. He was originally cast in the role of Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey. Even attending rehearsals for the film, he eventually had to back out of the film due to scheduling, and he felt awful about it. He said, "It was the worst professional experience of my life. It was the most emotionally destructive and difficult thing that I've ever had to deal with professionally," is what he said. He said it was heartbreaking. So that's must have been rough. Bette Midler as Dolores Van Cartier in Sister Act. That's Whoopi Goldberg's character in Sister Act. It was literally written for her, and she turned down the role, saying in 2010 that her fans didn't want to see her in a wimple.
Oh, so wow.
Emma Watson, who's in the Harry Potter movies, turned down the role of Mia Dolan in La La Land. That's
She would have been.
What's
okay
her name? Then. What's the actress who's in that?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. That's her character's name. She turned that down because of a scheduling conflict with Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, well, that was a good movie.
That movie wound up going.
Yeah.
La La Land wound up winning Best Picture that year, I think.
No. That's the one that they called out La La Land, but he read the wrong.
Oh, yeah. Right. And it went to Parasite.
Yes, I think that's right.
So, anyway, 25. Matthew McConaughey as Jack Dawson in Titanic. Matthew McConaughey almost played the role of Jack in Titanic, but lost out the role to Leo. And in 2018, McConaughey told the Hollywood Reporter Awards that he wanted the role and even thought that he had clinched it. He said, I auditioned with Kate Winslet, all right. No, I'm not going to
do it. Get me on the door, please.
Said he thought he had a really great audition, and he walked away feeling very confident, but he didn't get it, and he never got a call back. So,
oh, wow.
Poor man.
All right, we've got more later on. Okay, all right, we'll do that tomorrow probably, because too much to do in the 7 o'clock hour, too much food talk. Got to talk food. I'm going to talk about this English toffee I've got over been chewing on. It's my contribution to it. Time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Okay, Walter Hunt, American inventor. He invented the sewing machine and the safety pin. Born in New York. 1905, Clara Bow, American silent screen actress. 1924, Robert Horton. He was an American actor and singer, but his claim to fame was playing Flint McCullough in Wagon Train.
Roll along, Wagon Train. Rolling over prairie where there ain't no grass. Rolling over mountains where there ain't no pass. Sitting on a board, high in the weather.
1937, Charles Schwab, American investor and entrepreneur, the Charles Schwab Corporation. 1938, Peter Jennings, Canadian-American news anchor, born in Toronto, Ontario, died in 2005.
As some of you now know, I have learned in the last couple of days that I have lung cancer. To be perfectly honest, I'm a little surprised at the kindness today from so many people. That's not intended as false modesty, but even I was taken aback by how far and how fast news travels.
Yeah, he died pretty quickly
after
that.
Yeah, he did. In 1966, Martina McBride, American country singer and songwriter.
Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing.
That was one of the best country songs ever, really.
Gotta be, yep.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like that song. Locally, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, we have Dr. Rush Boyter, Scott Kimberly, Mindy Winters, Katrina Workman, Roger Fotherup, Janice Patrick, Andy Ezel, happy birthday, Andy, Juan Roscoe, Wendy Keenum, Brady Lambert, David Sproles, Jacob Hall, and Melanie Davenport.
Well, don't forget to add to our birthday list. Call, text 615-893-1450. Got until 7:30, 8 o'clock, we'll announce everybody. Could win some banana pudding from Slick Pig, and we'll announce everybody's name at 8 o'clock.
We're going to wrap things up on the 6 o'clock hour. Coming up here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, a heat advisory continues.
Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 110. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots well after midnight, and lows drop to 75. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. Wrapping up two separate wrecks in Antioch. One vehicle's on its side here on 24 eastbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. They just arrived on the scene of this wreck. Clearing up one further down on 24 east at OHB. Again, both of these wrecks in Antioch. Up in Madison, trying to clear up an accident, had some minor injuries. 65 southbound at OHB. If you've suffered hail or storm damage recently and your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
It only took Ozzy Osbourne 45 years to crack the coveted Billboard Hot 100, and we couldn't be happier.
All aboard!
Yep, after Ozzy's passing last week, Crazy Train has come in this week in the top 50, no less. Now, all this thanks to streaming 9.2 million plays globally and tons of radio play. Song originally released in 1980.
You are to be congratulated. It's been a great success.
Indeed it has. I just love old-timey talk. HBO's The Gilded Age is signing up for more turn-of-the-century drama. It's been renewed for a fourth season with Carrie Coon, Christine Baranski, Morgan Spector, and Cynthia Nixon. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Stay tuned for Taco Tuesday coming up in just a few minutes. We'll have the snack food report, and Brian will have a few things stolen from the snack food report. So join us there after the news at 7 o'clock. Freda Morgan stays a good neighbor of the day. I'm so happy for her. 40 years of taking care of banking needs in Murfreesboro. She's going to retire tomorrow, and we wish her well. Freda, happy retirement. We'll receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
And if you know somebody you'd like to nominate as the good neighbor of the day, super easy. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to get those into us. You can also get birthdays or anniversaries into us. Very similar process. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And we're going to give away some delicious banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. Join us here on this Tuesday morning. Get out of bed, though. It's time to go to work.
Bye-bye.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deadly New York City shooting.
I heard all these loud bangs. I turn around, all these people are like running.
Gunfire in a Nevada casino.
The suspect produced a handgun and pointed it at a group of victims.
Summer sizzler.
Absolutely steaming hot. It is hot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New York City police say a gunman walked into an office skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan and started shooting. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports four people were killed, including a police officer.
Police say the shooter brazenly walked into the skyscraper with an M4-style rifle and started shooting.
The building security camera footage shows the shooter enter the lobby, turn right, and immediately open fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire.
The NYPD commissioner said the gunman made his way to the elevator bend, shooting a security guard.
The shooter then calls the elevator, which opens in the lobby. A female exits that elevator, and he allows her to walk past him unharmed.
Police say he then went to the 33rd floor, home to the real estate company Rudin Management, where he killed one person before he shot himself in the chest.
We believe this to be a lone shooter.
Police have identified the gunman as 27-year-old Shane Tamora. They say he had a documented history of mental health issues. He lived in Las Vegas and drove across country before reaching New Jersey Monday, about 2 hours before the shooting. The motive is still under investigation.
Now to Reno, Nevada, where three people were killed, three others hurt when a man opened fire in the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino. Sparks Police Chief Chris Crawforth says the suspect was wounded.
We have no reason to believe there is a connection between any of the victims and the suspect, and we have no known motive by the suspect.
Overseas, UN experts warned again today that Gaza is slipping into famine. Yesterday, President Trump urged Israel to get food into Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata.
The Israeli government faces mounting anger around the world and at home. For nearly 2 years, protesters have demanded a ceasefire deal to bring back hostages still in captivity. This past week, there was a shift, with some demonstrators condemning the starvation of Palestinians as a war crime. The fierce criticism sparked a furious denial from Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There is no starvation in Gaza.
But even his closest ally disagreed.
That's real starvation stuff. I see it. You can't fake that.
Israel accuses Hamas of systematically stealing the supplies, although a U.S. government report found there was no proof of this.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest now on the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, is urging the Supreme Court to step in and overturn her sex trafficking conviction on grounds she was unlawfully prosecuted. Her attorney, David Marcus, went a step further, issuing a statement calling President Trump a deal maker, then saying they're appealing to the president himself to recognize how profoundly unjust it is to scapegoat Ghislaine Maxwell for Epstein's crimes. For the second time in a week, the president refused to rule out a pardon for Maxwell Monday.
Well, I'm allowed to give her a pardon, but nobody's approached me with it.
Meanwhile, Democrats are criticizing the president for using the word privilege to describe the island where Epstein lived and committed crimes.
I never had the privilege of going to his island, and I did turn it down.
Extreme heat engulfs the eastern half of the country. Parts of the Northeast could see record temperatures up close to 100. It'll feel like up to 115 in parts of the Mississippi Valley. CBS's Skylar Henry reports the intense heat has forced changes for some young athletes.
The football team at this Atlanta high school shifted practice to start at 6 a.m. to avoid running drills through dangerous heat.
It just really decreases any kind of heat illness.
Athletic director Natasha Harrigan says the school measures the wet bulb globe temperature every 30 minutes to gauge heat stress in the sun.
It's at 93 right now. It's telling us that we need to get off the field.
As readings rise, more safety precautions are taken. Outside Memphis, Tennessee, 16-year-old Joshua Henderson collapsed during his school's football practice earlier this month. He died Saturday after a severe heat stroke.
They were outside in 95-degree weather, running drills and not giving them water until they complete the drill.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Coast Guard is trying to determine the cause of a barge and sailboat collision near Miami that left two children dead. CBS's Christiane Benavides.
A barge collided with a sailboat. Five children and a camp counselor were on board at the time. All of them were members of the Miami Youth Sailing Foundation, part of a summer camp offered by the Miami Yacht Club. All six individuals were thrown into the water, with several reportedly trapped under the barge.
Three rescues.
First responders quickly dove into the water to save them.
Homeland Security arrested a Delta pilot at San Francisco's airport over the weekend on charges linked to child sexual material. Agents boarded the plane after a flight from Minneapolis. Delta says the pilot has been suspended. The New York Times reports Harvard University has signaled a willingness to meet the Trump administration's demand to spend as much as $500 million to end its dispute with the White House. The administration accuses Harvard of civil rights violations. Last week, Columbia University said it would pay $200 million to settle anti-Semitism claims with the White House. A Hall of Famer who was one of baseball's best all-around players in the 1980s and early 90s has died.
Fans and the late Harry Carey called him Rhino. The Chicago Cubs have announced that Ryan Sandberg has died following a battle with prostate cancer. He was 65. Sandberg, born in Spokane, Washington, played in parts of 16 big league seasons, almost entirely with the Cubs, including that game against the Cardinals in June 1984, as seen on MLB.
Sandberg in the Cubs' last at-bat has twice delivered a game-tying home run, a solo shot of the night.
Cubs executive chairman Tom Ricketts calls Ryan Sandberg a hero to a generation of Cubs fans. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Football legend and University of Colorado coach Deion Sanders revealed yesterday he had his cancerous bladder removed and is now cancer-free. Sanders said it was discovered during other medical testing.
Get checked out, because it could have been a whole another gathering.
Sanders, who turns 58 next month, has had other health issues, including blood clots that led to the amputation of two toes. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning, straight ahead. Also, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, a heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 110. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots well after midnight, and lows drop to 75. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks in Antioch being cleared. One happened earlier, 24 East at OHB. It should be out of here in a few minutes, along with this one on 24 Eastbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Crash also getting some attention. Briley Parkway going westbound at Brick Church Pike. It's really busy this morning. You're going to need extra time out here, so leave early. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken, new items on the menu. Check them all out today. When you order online, it's easy. Check out princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome into a Tuesday, 7 o'clock hour, Wake Up Crew. We're here on News Radio WGNS 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com.
Man, you look good in a cowboy hat. You ever thought about buying one? That mullet thing you got going, man, that would look good.
Probably not. I feel like it might look goofier than you think it would.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, considering the palette.
Did you like the move, though?
I did, and your little mullet was falling back in the back, just walking back and forth. I think you look good as a Western cowboy. I'm going down this weekend to one of the senior centers for a big hootenanny, big dance. I'm not dancing.
Is it
I'm going to hear a band.
The people from the senior center are dancing?
Yeah, they are, yeah. And we go watch and listen to the band, and I'm thinking about wearing my cowboy hat.
Okay.
I got a straw cowboy hat. Thinking about going down there, wear my cowboy boots, but with a pair of shorts. What do you think?
Some cutoff jeans.
I think those senior citizens will be lined up to get out there and line
dance. I was going to say, how slow do you think the band's going to be playing to make sure that
the band is great, and we go see them. You know, Brett's in it. You know, Brett's in that band. And Brett Rigsby, not Brett Jackson, but Brett Rigsby.
Yeah.
So we go and see him. It's always fun.
Okay. How many bands is he in?
Huh?
How many bands is he in?
About three.
Okay.
And we try to schedule when he's not playing.
Uh-huh.
And it's really difficult. And then we got another guy, Grayson, who's a fireman. That's hard, you know, and try to schedule.
When he's off times, and stuff.
Yeah.
Wild. Wild, I say.
You know, Brett, Daryl's son.
Yes, yes.
I know he's listening. That was a bad one, wasn't it?
That wasn't me.
That was ugly. Sorry.
Oh. Well, why don't we talk about our song of the day real quick?
Let's do it.
Why not? Let's do it.
I
think we should talk about the song of the day real quick.
Looking at B-side songs that became hits.
What does that mean?
The flip side of the big hit record was a hit also.
Yes. I just realized we've never talked about what a B-side actually is.
I think I did the first day, but it was really not good. It didn't explain it well.
Well, on the A-side was Don't Be Cruel.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Really one of your Elvis songs that you like a whole lot, though, right?
Hound Dog. I'm not a big fan of Hound Dog. I mean, it's okay.
It's still an Elvis song.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's not my favorite, though.
So it was on the B-side of Don't Be Cruel, Hound Dog, today's song of the day. And this was a hit song, maybe not a hit song, but it was a song before he made it a hit.
No, it was not a hit song. It was some woman sang it and...
Yes.
Bluesy. It was she did it kind of a blues kind of song.
It was in the Austin Butler movie, I think.
Yeah.
It was Big Mama Thornton in 1952.
Yeah. That was you ought to play that.
She released it in 1953, and it became a hit, reaching number one on the R&B charts.
Maybe we can play it.
Big Mama Thornton's Hound Dog. It was a hit.
Big Mama Thornton. Not the Big Mama the movie, Big Mama Thornton.
Correct.
Yeah. Are you going to look it up now? Well, this is really good.
It was a number one hit when she released it.
You know, when you have, though, as I said yesterday, when you have two hits on one record, in a way you're kind of going, well, but man, that put him on the map. I mean, there was no turning back then after that.
Well, and it's the sad reality of it is Elvis.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
See, I like this a little better.
See, you sing, man.
But part of what Elvis did, and I don't think it was like intentional on his part. I think Elvis just...
He liked the song.
Right. But part of Elvis's success came from taking music made by African-American individuals, and he was white, so people would actually listen to it because it was the 1950s. That's a big part of... A lot of his songs are re-recorded and more popular than the people who did them before, and that's just what happened.
What I say is one. He did some Ray Charles stuff. I mean, he loved that music.
Yeah, and I think it comes more from that. There's a lot of talk about how Elvis stole and whatever. I don't think it was that as much as it was just Elvis was more marketable.
Well, they got that song to a bigger audience, right, too. Right. So back in the 50s, you can imagine what it was like in the 1950s.
Right.
Oh, listen to them old hound dog.
Little Big Mama Thornton singing Hound Dog.
I've heard this before, but I don't think I've ever really listened to it. And I like this version
a lot. It's pretty good. It's like a Chubby Checker and the Beastie Boys.
Isn't this your idea for the next song of the day? Songs that were covers?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said yesterday that this tomorrow song of the day would be one that could be that.
Yeah.
You know, if we did that, what we could do is instead of playing the actual cover, go back and play the original, like unknown original.
Right.
Like play this one instead.
There are a lot of songs out there that people have taken. I mean, that's not, you know, and if it's not a copyright issue, more power to you. You know,
or if you buy it,
have to sing, give the rights to the songwriter, give money to the songwriter.
Or there was some permission given or something.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what that could have been.
That's like Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston. And Dolly Parton's still making money off that song.
Now, Elvis Presley didn't write any song. I mean, he was not a songwriter. Now, he was a pretty good arranger. Mm. He knew how he wanted to express it, but he did not write any songs. He was totally... Mac Davis wrote a lot of songs for him. In the Ghetto was a Mac Davis song. He was a country music star, you know, so... There you go.
Well, today is Tuesday, so we've got more Taco Tuesday coming up straight ahead. And question, is your outdated technology slowing down your business? Well, SysCorp Computer Services provides fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly so businesses can stay focused on what truly matters. Find out more about their business, sys-corp.net. That's sys-corp.net. And talk to Ben Franklin.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Padres scored a run in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Mets 7-6, ending the Mets' seven-game winning streak. The Angels defeated Texas 6-4, ending the Rangers' six-game winning streak. Late-night victories for Pittsburgh and Seattle. Earlier, Milwaukee beat the Cubs 8-4. Those two were tied for first in the NL Central. Cubs Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg passed away at the age of 65. Minnesota, with two runs in the bottom of the ninth, edged Boston 5-4. Colorado, with four runs in the ninth, won at Cleveland 8-6. Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase is on paid leave now after a sports betting investigation. Detroit beat Arizona 5-1. The Diamondbacks' Eugenio Suarez left as he was hit by a pitch on the hand. X-rays were negative. Baltimore beat up Toronto 11-4. Tampa Bay down the Yankees 4-2. Dodgers won 5-2 at Cincinnati. And the White Sox beat the Phillies 6-2.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
I'm Elaine Weaver from Weaver Farms, and we're a family farm. We raise beef, pork, and lamb, row crops, and we'll have sweet corn later on. We have been coming to the Rufford County Market for 12 years with the meat, but we were coming with sweet corn, but our meat business has really grown here in Rufford County. We raise our own beef, pork, and lamb. We have no antibiotic, no hormones, no water added back in to provide a nutritious product for people in the community.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22. It's a Tuesday, so it's time to break open Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
So I have a list of the top unhealthiest fast food chains.
He's going to read this. We're not going to have time to talk about our Taco Tuesday.
Go ahead. Didn't go think ahead. So. Seasonal items, well, let's see. 54 grams of saturated fat, 3,400 milligrams of sodium. This one meal alone exceeds most daily nutritional limits. It is the Pretzel Bacon Pub Triple Cheeseburger at Wendy's.
The who?
The Pretzel Bacon Pub Triple Cheeseburger, Wendy's. 1,500 calories.
Okay, now you know what I have trouble with pretzel burgers? The burger will not stay together. I mean, the pretzel's so hard that the hamburger, the bun, it just comes flops right out. But I love the pretzel bun.
You get no grip on a pretzel bun.
Yeah, but I love the pretzel. I love the pretzel bun. It's just it's hard to eat.
Boy, when I think about a pretzel bun, I think of that sandwich that they had at Maple Street.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was
they
a good
were
one.
The best.
It was
had
turkey
that apple slice
had
on it.
An apple slice.
Now Wendy's is coming to Church Street. We're getting a new Wendy's.
Is it open yet?
Nope, don't think so.
Well, Wendy's tops the list of the unhealthiest fast food chains.
That makes sense.
This is a top 10 list.
You know, a single cheeseburger is those 520 calories. That's not bad.
That's not bad. They're pretty small, aren't they?
No, they're regular size, but it's nothing fabulous. I mean, it's nothing. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
That's fine. Just talking. I don't know where this actually came from or who put this list together, but we'll give it to you anyway.
What's the healthiest?
Number 10 okay. on the unhealthiest list. Any guesses? Fast food.
Whataburger.
No.
Culver's.
Think chicken.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. number 10.
That makes sense.
You love that place, Brian.
I like it with the pimento cheese sandwich.
That's unhealthy.
With the
That's unhealthy for you.
Well, number 10 would make it the healthiest, right?
Out of the top 10
well,
unhealthiest.
Yeah.
It's all perspective. Number 9, think fast food pizza.
Fast food pizza.
Little Caesars.
That's right, number 9. Number 8, Smash Burger.
Okay.
I've never had
We used to have one on Thompson Lane.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Number 7, da 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 da.
McDonald's. I could have told you that would make the top 10. I figured it'd be higher.
Yeah.
Number 6 is a sandwich shop that we don't have anymore, but we did have. like a sub sandwich. It starts with a Q.
Quiznos subs.
Oh, they were so good.
They were good.
Why is everything unhealthy so good?
They used to be in the Circle K, Thompson Lane. That was the last place I remember seeing them. Number five, more chicken.
KFC.
This is unhealthy.
Unhealthy. The fifth most unhealthiest fast food chain.
Oh, it's Zaxby's.
No.
Did Zaxby's make the top 10?
They did not.
Because that's, I mean, they're like, three chicken tenders is like 1,200 calories. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think, though, they've got a lot of grilled options and all kind of thing. Kentucky Fried Chicken?
The Colonel.
Yeah.
I said that first, and he didn't say anything.
Didn't acknowledge you at all.
Didn't acknowledge me.
Well, you're way down. Your that's seat. True. Your seat
but
way
I'm
down
so
there.
Much more comfortable.
Number four. You probably think of this more as a place to get ice cream more than food.
Dairy Queen.
No? Not Dairy
it
Queen?
It is Dairy Queen. I thought maybe you were going to say something.
He's acknowledging it. Okay.
I understand I'm low, but...
Number three.
Hamburgers.
No hamburger. There's no chicken at this place.
No hamburgers and no chicken.
Subway.
No sandwiches.
Oh. What's left to eat?
They have things like... they just introduced fries, and they have them, and they take them back, and they have them, and they take them back, and they have cheese dip for the fries. And they'll also have a, you know, a chalupa every now and then.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, yeah. Number two, not Dairy Queen, but...
They have chicken at Taco Bell. They have chicken nuggets
Baskin
and tenders.
Robbins.
Not Dairy Queen or Baskin Robbins, but think fast food.
Culver's.
No. They have flavored water there that you like.
Sonic.
You know, Culver's is probably fairly on the healthy list. I mean,
and they got a good burger, and it's pretty lean.
And it's a butter burger, so it's got that butter and garlic and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's other options. Right. You know.
And of course, the unhealthiest, we started out and led with that, which was Wendy's.
Which makes sense. And they smack mayonnaise on everything, and mayonnaise.
And they
is...
don't care how much they.
No, they
you know,
do
the
not.
Triple decker universal. You know,
yeah, the pretzel bacon pub triple cheeseburger, 1,500 calories, 54 grams of saturated fat, and 3,400 milligrams of sodium.
The Baconator. It kind of indicates it.
More Taco Tuesday coming up.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
I think that you need to consider what's going to be happening in the near future. And I am pleased that I moved before my children had to move me. And I think that's a very good point, to look at what you foresee happening and then make plans of your own for that. And then you have a real voice in where you go and what kind of thing you do.
The Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, we continue along on a Tuesday morning. More Taco Tuesday coming up, but right now it's time to talk about some birthdays.
Yeah, a lot of names today. Dr. Russ Boyder, Scott Kimberly, Mindy Winters, Katrina Workman, Roger Fothera, Janice Patrick, Andy Ezell, Juan Orozco, Wendy Keenum, Brady Lambert, David Sproles, Jacob Hall, Melanie Damport. Got a good list, Dalton.
Yes, but we need some more, so get them into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That is the website. And the delicious bowl of banana pudding from over at Slick Pig Barbecue. That is the prize, so get them in now.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Okay, we're going to check on traffic, then a look at local news. But right now, first things first, a check of the hot forecast.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, a heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 110. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots well after midnight, and lows drop to 75. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. It's finally moving a little bit better out on 24 eastbound through the Antioch area. We had several different accidents out there. One near Hickory Hollow Parkway, the other one at OHB. Again, they were both going eastbound. 65, that's improved a little bit down through Madison from that earlier collision on 65 southbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. It's loading up pretty good now on Vietnam Vets westbound. Coming through Hendersonville, all that traffic coming in right now from Sumner County. If you've suffered hail or storm damage to your roof now, your roof is leaking or giving you some problems, call Independent Roofing Specialists here in Middle Tennessee. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Plans to ease traffic congestion in Middle Tennessee are underway as Elon Musk's The Boring Company announced a partnership with Tennessee officials to build an underground tunnel system connecting Nashville's International Airport to downtown Nashville, dubbed the Music City Loop. The tunnel would run along Murfreesboro Pike, a major corridor through Rutherford County, with construction potentially beginning after approval processes wrap up. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee emphasized that the project would be funded privately, avoiding taxpayer cost. Local leaders, including airport CEO Doug Krulin, expressed confidence that the tunnel would ease airport traffic pressure. Boring Company President Steve Davis noted that the route selection is still open to community feedback, but confirmed the initial phase would connect BNA to downtown. As infrastructure plans move forward, Tennessee lawmakers are also considering changes that could reshape how instruction time is structured in schools across the state, including Rutherford County. A newly formed advisory committee on innovations in K-12 education discussed shifting from a minimum 180-day school year to a system based on instructional hours. This change could give districts the flexibility to experiment with four-day weeks or longer school days, aiming to improve teacher retention and student engagement. While some lawmakers, like Senator Beau Watson, support the outcome-based flexibility, others, including Representative Scott Capecchi, urge caution over potential student fatigue. The Tennessee Department of Education plans to gather more input from districts before any official changes, which could roll out as early as 2026. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy.
Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35, and it's a Tuesday, so our Taco Tuesday escapades continue. Taco Tuesday, taking you to the beach right now, apparently.
I had a wonderful little experience last week.
Where did you go, Dalton?
It was a Thursday night. And me and the wife decided, let's go to Red Lobster. I've been hearing a lot of positive things about Red Lobster online. People are talking about how Red Lobster's back. So I decided to go. And I want to just recap my experience.
Well, can I point out a falsehood already? I'm sure Megan didn't say, ooh, I want to go to Red Lobster.
I already corrected myself.
Okay, good.
Megan got a burger. Megan
does
not eat seafood.
They have burgers at Red Lobster?
They do. They've got the non-seafood options. There's three of them. It is a burger, chicken tenders, or a Parmesan-crusted chicken. From the moment you walk into Red Lobster, you feel like you're at a beachfront restaurant. You know those restaurants on the beach with the big windows?
Are we talking about the one in Murfreesboro?
Yes.
Okay.
They've renovated. It's nice.
Really?
You know those restaurants you go to at the beach with the big window where you can see the water? And that's what you feel like when you walk into a Red Lobster. The service was not great, but it was 8:30 on a Thursday night. So I understand that is probably the reason it wasn't great. The first food that comes to your table is a basket full of hot, warm cheddar biscuits. Best in the business. I had a seafood boil bag, which is a big bag that they boil, you know, and it had crab legs, it had shrimp, and it had lobster tail in it.
May I ask how much that was?
No.
$5 billion.
It was, I think...
$23.
20, something like that. Yeah. It was fairly pricey. The burger was only like $11, though. It was pretty cheap, and the biscuits are free. And that's the best part. Yeah. I had three baskets of biscuits. I ate so many of those. They were so good. And I would like to confirm what everyone has been saying. Red Lobster's back. If you haven't been in a while, or maybe you thought, I don't like Red Lobster, I don't care for Red Lobster, you should go to Red Lobster. It's Crab Fest right now.
Oh, you know, the CEO has a great commercial. You know, he's walking through the restaurant, and he said, you know, we're back. We're going to, you know, do things right. And he said, the only thing that hasn't changed are the biscuits. And we felt like that didn't need to be changed.
The food was, it came out, it was quality, everything. I mean, it was a very, very good experience I had at Red Lobster.
And that's pretty good for 8:30 at night.
A restaurant I thought I didn't like.
It'll only take one more visit. If it's not good, it'll be right back on the list again. But
maybe so. But for now, Red Lobster gets my stamp of approval.
Boy, that is high praise.
I have never been to a restaurant where I truly felt like I was just at the beach, and that's how I felt at Red Lobster.
Well, pretty cool. Amazing,
man. Well, do you have some snack food stuff for
I
us
do.
Today? All right, well, let's do it.
We don't have any time
it's
left.
The snack food report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
First food on the list I actually tried. It is the Doritos Golden Sriracha Chip. So it's a sriracha flavor, but it's not super spicy. It's very sweet, a little tangy, very, very good. Jolly Rancher freeze-dried candy. Jolly Rancher's getting in on the freeze-dried trend. Crunchy nostalgic apple, blue raspberry, watermelon in puffed form. People Food awards it the best candy of the year, so you can go try that. Mango Peach Welch's Fruit Snacks, you can pick those up. Those are new. Mentos Chewy Mint Discovery Rolls, those are also new. You can check those out. Includes 14 fruity flavors per roll that debuted in May. Let's jump to fast food innovations. McDonald's Snack Wraps in Spicy and Ranch are, of course, back. Wendy's Girl Scout Girl Scout Thin Mint Frosty, Wendy's Takis Fuego Meal, the Sonic Unicorn Slush, the KFC Nashville Hot Loaded Fries Bowl, and the Whataburger pickle-themed items, including a pickly pear raspberry water refresher and pickle offerings tied to their 75th anniversary promotion that is all out now.
Why all the pickle stuff?
I tried the pickle slush from Sonic, and it's actually pretty good. Mm. It doesn't taste like a pickle at all. It's just like sweet and kind of, it tastes limey more than anything, but it's pretty good.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up the Wake Up Crew in just a moment.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop. And say,
hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
At 7:42, it's about time for us to say...
adieu.
Adios.
Oh, I was just trying to make it rhyme.
But did it make sense?
Au revoir.
Adieu means goodbye, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Bit adieu.
We just talked about who I had for English, so I don't know.
I think that's French.
Bit adieu.
Well... good neighbor of the day today.
To bid adieu is to say goodbye, typically in a formal farewell manner.
Well, Freda Morgan is going to do that tomorrow as she bids adieu to her life as a banker over 40 years. And she's highlighting her.
She's been at several banks.
She has. Yeah.
Do you spend your entire day trying to think of segues?
No.
Because you're really quick and good at them.
They just come naturally, Dalton. Natural talent. Freda Morgan.
Speaking of natural talent.
Our good neighbor of the day. So she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison.
We found you had a talent. I'm glad we found it.
It's Ryan the first Flowers. Compliment I ever paid him, and he just brushed it off like it was nothing.
Coffee and gifts. Ryan Flowers. Thanks to Ryan Flowers. Thanks, Freda. And enjoy those. And Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They encourage all members to update their contact information. It's easy. MTE.com. Get timely alerts about outages, billing, and more. You know, if they don't have your number or if they've got your old number and, you know, you get the message, hey, your power's out or whatever, you're not going to get that information. And they're sending out a lot of critical stuff. So check it out.
He's mumbling now.
MTE.com. I'm pontificating, John.
Oh,
pontificating.
Whoa!
Don't do that here.
Replay.
This is a place of business.
I think I got a little on the floor. Let's see. You know, I don't even know what joke I did today.
I don't remember either. It was a very reluctant thumbs up from both me and John. I do remember that.
Yeah, we kind of went,
And then immediately off air, you said it wasn't a thumbs up. I just gave it to him.
Well, that wasn't very nice. You know, last year I joined a group for antisocial people.
Really?
We haven't met yet.
Replay.
It was better that time than it was earlier.
Are you thinking like I'm thinking? Why did he remember it?
I think it was better the second time. That's rare. That never happens.
I think it's because his partner went, really?
It was the same clip. Yeah, you did kind of leave me hanging.
You said it a little different. You said earlier, you said something along the lines of, we haven't met or something.
I didn't get my instructions on whether to comment or not. And so the first time I just kind of didn't say anything. And he looks at me like, well, how dare you? You know, I don't know. I don't know what to do to make him happy.
Hold a grudge much? What have we learned today? Yes.
We've been talking last couple days, and we'll talk a little more tomorrow, about actors who turned down or did not get career-defining roles.
Yeah, again? We'll finish that list tomorrow.
Yes, we've still got 15 more or something.
Yeah, we'll finish that list tomorrow during my hour.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
We've got 14 more.
I'm hoping I get 2 segments out of it.
I think you can.
Yeah.
The unhealthiest fast food restaurant is Wendy's.
Yes.
Yep. Quiznos snubs. Subs.
And I heard the greatest compliment for a restaurant I believe I've ever heard. It lasted almost 3 minutes.
It did.
I mean, just
raving time. I didn't have very much snack food.
And the only negative he said was the service wasn't great.
And let me. Our waitress was having a very bad day. It was very evident.
It happens.
She was and so I understand that. I'm not talking bad about her, but she was horrible.
The worst part of her day is that these jerks came in at 8:30 and I'm rolling the silverware.
They don't close until 10.
Oh,
so I'm gonna say this: some of the worst service I've ever had at a restaurant in my life, and I still gave the review what I gave it.
That's pretty good, man.
All right. Well,
that's going to do it for the 7 o'clock hour. Oh, sorry.
It certainly is. And this is our song of the day. B-side hits that were equally big. This is Hound Dog, Elvis Presley. See you tomorrow. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, a heat advisory continues. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 110. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots.